US President Donald Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un are now in Singapore ahead of that landmark summit tomorrow. The two leaders are now preparing for the first ever meeting between a sitting head of North Korea and a sitting US president. Both the US and the host nation Singapore hope the summit will kickstart a process that eventually sees Mr. Kim giving up nuclear weapons. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has confirmed the European Union is preparing countermeasures against US trade sanctions similar to Canada. Yesterday, Donald Trump labelled the Canadian Prime Minister dishonest and weak after Justin Trudeau implied Canada will take retaliatory measures in response to US tariffs on steel and aluminium. Trump administration officials have continued the attack this morning. A man has been arrested after a car crashed into a house in Sydney's southwest overnight. The vehicle and part of the house caught fire. The driver tried to flee the scene but was held by neighbours until police arrived. And women have outnumbered men for the first time on the Australian Queen's Birthday Honours List. Six women have been awarded the highest honour, the Companion of the Order of Australia. They include swimming great Dawn Fraser, geologist Erica Smythe and Professor Rosa Mile.